Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right back to history in the making, which is the breakup of the Republican Party. Now, I'll tell you something. One guy that I really like in the Republican Party, I think this guy has a lot of guts, a lot of common sense, and I think I'd have acted exactly as he did, is a guy named Adam Kinzinger. Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. He's in the House of Representatives. He's a congressman. He's been in about 7-8 years. And he is a straight shooter. He is the guy that early on, saw that Trump was a fraud, was divisive, betraying us to the Russians, hurting the country. And he has been a thorn in Trump's side for the last 4 years. So Trump, the other day, was talking to a member of the Republican National Committee named Richard Porter. And Trump said, "You know, Richard, I want you to call up Adam Kinzinger and tell him to F himself." So Richard Porter calls up Kinzinger, says, "Trump told me to tell you to F yourself." Kinzinger chuckled and he said, "Call Trump back and tell him to F himself." Now, the thing is, that's, you know, it's sort of juvenile and crude, and that's not the reason I'm bringing him up. There's something that's a lot more delicious. But the fact of the matter is, the guy doesn't mince words, you know. He doesn't stick around and then after the acquittal go, "Well, shall I stab Trump or shall I stab McConnell and Portman? You know, what side do I want to be on? Can I get some meager, sad office? I'll swiftly be forgotten in history, except for the fact that I betrayed the country," or whatever, whatever, whatever. No, this guy steps right up. Now, he got, into my way of thinking, the most unusual letter that I have ever heard a public official get in all my life, in all of history that I know of. And that is, he got a letter signed by 11 of his relatives, saying that, quote, "What a disappointment you are to our family and to God." Because, of course, you know, he'd voted to impeach Trump. And then they go on, his cousin Karen Otto, she's the one that set all this up. In the letter, you've got to read it. You got to Google this thing and read this letter. It's unbelievable. There's a relatives, 11 of them, plus Karen Otto. She gives an interview. She goes, "This was very important to me and all of us. I spent $7 to send it certified to him, so I want to make sure he got it." And then she goes, "You joined the devil. You joined the devil." And then she said, "You have lost the respect of Lou Dobbs." Join the devil and you've lost respect. Listen, if I got a letter from a cousin of mine that said, "You have joined the devil, you've lost the respect of Lou Dobbs," I go, "Hey, listen, dude, you are a seriously disturbed individual. No one wants the respect of Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs is bad news. They've canned Lou Dobbs." Maybe you hadn't heard, but in the letter, they go on, all those relatives, 11 of them, plus Karen Otto, the cousin, says, "You've also lost the respect of Sean Hannity." I'm not kidding. "Rush Limbaugh, Tucker Carlson," they name all right-wing nuts, not just Fox nuts, but other nuts, radio nuts. Now, obviously they're of a, you know, kind of a certain disposition here, and it's very sad. I do not like to see a guy run into that kind of trouble with his relatives, but Kinzinger did it for the right reasons. He did it for the right reasons. And they end by saying that they hope he is shunned. They hope he's shunned. Well, I'll tell you what, he'd certainly be shunned. He'd certainly be shunned by Lindsey Graham and by Cruz and by Hawley, but he's not being shunned by Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney. And then there are weasels in between, like Moscow Mitch and Portman and the others. So stay tuned. I think Adam Kinzinger is really a remarkable individual. And I feel very badly that he has to put up with this in his personal life because, you know, your relatives are your relatives. And I can't see this crowd sitting around Thanksgiving dinner anytime soon and saying, Adam, would you pass the turkey? you know what I mean? Or pass the gravy and how you doing? I have never, ever seen this level of cult-like commitment to the individual Trump or any individual that would induce people to write a letter to, like that about their relative, release it to the press, go to the point of sending it certified and saying that he's lost the respect of Fox News and should be shunned. I mean, that's sick. I think that Kinzinger is the only normal one in this family, quite frankly. But again, blood is blood, relatives are relatives, and I do not, you know, I feel badly for Kinzinger having to put up with that. But there you have it. Now, the split in the Republican Party is traveling to Maine, believe it or not. Now, Maine is a very kind of dour place. I've been to Maine. I like Maine. Very beautiful place, beautiful forests and all that. But, you know, not a lot going on politically. Susan Collins is a wily thing, sly and wily. Managed to sneak back in. She should have been beaten. We had a good candidate against her. But she got a lot of dark money, and she somehow pulls the wool over these guys' eyes. You know, she's a Republican. She'll do things that hurt them all the time. And then she'll go occasionally, like with Trump, you know, okay, I'll vote to convict him, and so therefore I look great and all this. Anyway, the GOP, the grand old party, actually the grand old Putin, that party in Maine is now considering censuring Susan Collins. Now, it's too bad they didn't censure before the last election because she would have lost Republican votes and the Democrat would have won. This time she just won. So, and frankly, the only reason she voted to convict is because she has 6 years to set up her defenses, but they are out to get her as well. So it's not just Mitt Romney in Utah. You know, it's not just Bill Cassidy down in Louisiana. Susan Collins in Maine, out to get her. 7 of the 10 Republican congressmen who voted to impeach Trump in the House, led by Liz Cheney, have primary opponents. 7 of them, 7 out of 10, which is very rare for an incumbent Republican or Democrat, for that matter. So stand by, keep an eye on Maine. The one that is inexcusable to me is Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson voted to acquit Trump. He's one of Trump's loudest apologists. And yesterday he just came out and he attacked Mitch McConnell, Moscow Mitch. Now he's always sucked up to Moscow Mitch. He's always sucked up to Moscow Mitch and the Republicans because he's amazed that he's even in the Senate. He's lucky to be in the Senate. And but come on, this is Wisconsin. He attacks Moscow Mitch for that speech that Moscow Mitch made after Moscow Mitch voted to acquit Trump also, saying it was Trump's fault and morally and legally and so on, and suggested he should be prosecuted. That's not enough. Ron Johnson has to suck up to Trump. Ron Johnson has to let it be known that he is a Trump acolyte. He's a Trump acolyte. So he attacks Moscow Mitch. So in the stabbing thing, you have Lindsey Graham stabbing Moscow Mitch, Matt Gaetz of Florida stabbing Moscow Mitch. And I'll tell you, we got to get rid of Ron Johnson, guys. Okay, let's get rid of him. We're going to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
I second that motion. We got to get rid of that traitor. Boy, the liar and scoundrel, Johnson from Wisconsin, he is unbelievable. You know, that guy, all he ever does is lie. I remember him going after Russ Feingold, and it just, I was so ticked off, you know. And you know, I think of Russ years ago, you know, when they had the impeachment trial of Clinton, and I remember that Russ Feingold voted to hold, you know, hear the evidence. And I was so ticked off at him. And he said, hey, This is what we have to do. And I'll never forget that, you know, and Johnson votes no, you know, not even to hear evidence or, you know what I mean, just hear it. It doesn't mean yes or no or whatever. And, right. I just think of that Johnson and the way he ran down Russ Feingold. And Russ Feingold was a really good senator, and he was very brilliant. But anyhow, I just wanted to make a comment on the strong fascism that has taken over the Republican Party. You have loyalty to the man, the king. It's just sick. And I really do admire those senators that had the strength to go against these guys. And I just love that. Kinzinger, he's a great, you know, I think of him like a kid because I'm old. But I think, wow, that is great to see young men and young women like that that stands up to somebody that declares themselves the king. You know, I don't get it, Matt. This party is just sick. And it's like, right. Are you guys in La La Land? And anybody that follows them really does have to have maybe a deprogramming done because they're not living in the real world. But I sure appreciate you bringing out all the information for everybody. You're doing a great job, Matt. Thanks.
Well, Gene, thank you so much for calling in. It always heartens me. We're going to a break, so I'm going to have to respond to your call. You raised a lot of good issues. I'm going to respond to them after the break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Working in the dark against your fellow man, but as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.